Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Higher than any mountain, higher than every star. Lord, we say we love you, cause you're the best by far. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. 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 Higher than any rainbow, higher than the bright sun. Lord, we say we love you, cause you're the only one. Lord, we lift you higher, higher.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And welcome to day 20 of Verses of Victory. That is yet another song that I wrote. Wasn't going to play that one this morning, but that's what kind of came up. So I thought I would wake you up with a little bit of pizzazz. Again, my dear niece Alana singing. But I wrote the lyrics and the music. And it's called Lord, I Lift You Higher, Higher. So you'll start to hear some of these. Lord gave me a lot of different songs, and I've kind of just been letting them sit. But now is the right time for me to start doing something with them. So that was Lord, I Lift You Higher, Higher. And we are at day 20. So let me tell you where we are with day 20. Let's see. Day 20 out of 31 days. And we are in Romans 8, verse 28. Romans 8, verse 28. And today I'm in the New International Version, or the NIV. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8, 28, NIV. Many times I have heard this verse. It is offered to others to comfort them that no matter what trials and tribulations they are going through, it is for a reason and that it will ultimately work out for good. We are the called according to his purpose, and God works things out on our behalf so that we may give him the glory. Many times it may seem that we are going through hell, and we indeed may be. But it is God who is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. He is often working things out in the background so that ultimately what you are going through will demonstrate itself as being for your good. But you got to trust him. A friend of mine used to always say, "I trust God completely." I must admit that I have yet to learn to truly do that, though I strive for it every day. And though it may not be easy, I challenge you to take a step of faith and completely trust that God is working out your situation for your good. Now, that's the end of what I wrote. But since I wrote that, you know, I wrote this a couple of years ago, a few years back. And Romans 8:28 has become even more significant in my life. So I do pay attention to that verse a lot. You heard me talk a few days ago about 4:14. And not that I'm so into numerology, but, you know, people would say that's not good. But I do know that God uses numbers. And so as long as you're not focusing exclusively on that or focusing on it in a negative way, but know that it's a tool that he may use to speak to you personally, especially since numbers are important to me. I was a math major and a music minor. But anyway, for me, certain things stand out. So I talked about 4:14 and Esther 4:14, Nehemiah 4:14, both being significant for me, and talking about families and fighting for, praying for your families. And I talked about 8:28 and how those two numbers added up to 8:28. So Romans 8:28 is a verse that is significant to me for a lot of reasons, especially because of what it says. all things working for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So with that, I'm sure I'll talk about that more at some point, either through writing or maybe here. Personalize, practice, and proclaim are three P's that we always go to. So personalize says, what does this verse, what does Romans 8:28 mean to you? Does the accompanying devotional, which is my take on things, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? What does it mean to you that all things work together for the good, for those who love God? Does that help you through anything you may be going through? Does it make it a little bit easier to know that in the end, things are really working out for your good? And we always end by proclaiming with a prayer, victory over your situation. Dear Lord, thank you that you can take situations and make them work together for my good. Thank you that you can bring me comfort in the midst of my trials. Help me to remember that, although I may not always understand the things that are happening in my life, that somehow, some way, they will be weaved together by you for my good. I declare, Lord, that you are good, you are great, and you can make it work. Amen. All right, well, with that is the end of day 20. We're going on through day 31, which will take us all the way up to May 1st. And I just pray that you have a wonderful day today and that whatever you may be going through, that you recognize that you do have the victory no matter what it looks like. No matter what the enemy tries to tell you, you have the victory and things will work for your good. All right, bye-bye now.
Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Lord, we lift you higher, higher. Higher than any mountain, higher than every star. Lord, we say we love you, 'cause you're the best by far. Lord, we lift you higher.